just want to some idea. I mean, many, many different ideas here in Shavuos of what the Avodah of Shavuos is, but this is a very important one. Start famous Gemara of Sochem Dav Samachesem with Beis of Sheishas. Rav Sheishas called Klosin Yoimin Mahadur Le Talmudet. He chazered every 30 days. Chazered everything. You know, Afun's Gezogt, Halavai, we should do 30 months, years. Yeah. Called Klosin Yoimin Mahadur Le Talmudet. Vitoli Vikoi Vivra Dadosha, he stood near the grass, near the river. The Omar, and he said the following, he was very happy. Chadoi Nafshoi. Chadoi nafshoi, my nefesh, be happy, my nefesh. Lecha for you, karoi. I learned that's chumash. Lecha tanoi. Al mishnayis teresh balpet teresh beitzav. I did it. Chadoi nafshoi, my nefesh, be happy. Look what I've done for you. Check the Gemara. V'omar Rabbi Lozer. It's only for nafshoi. Doing it for the yomolei teira le niskayim u'shamayim v'oras. It's not just what you're doing for Nafshoi, you're doing it for yourself. Right? It's Makai the whole world. Right? It's like you're happy. I did. You did. It's for the world. That's what's Makai the world. It's not a personal accomplishment, it's a Velt accomplishment that is what's Makai the world. And for the Gemara, and so the Gemara, and Balmer of Lazar, the Molly Terror, like the sky, and Shemai Bar, and Shinem, and Lepisi, and Lai, the Shemai Bar, and Samti. So the Gemara says, Meikara ki ovidi nishadai to the Nafshekov. Well, originally, when a person does it, it's adai to the Nafshe. From that, it comes to that it's Misak in the world. So this one, obviously, you know, we're not talking about, right? We're not talking about some American bacher who's like we're saying that yeah, in the beginning you're learning for yourself to say yeah, I know it, and then later on, you know, hopefully kula haiva ula, you'll come to understand that you're doing something for Klal Yisrael, that you're just a part of Klal Yisrael. We're talking about Rav Sheishas, right? We're talking about Rav Sheishas. So one cannot even entertain a tzad that Rav Sheishas was saying chadoi nafshoi was for selfish reasons. What do you call it? I'm happy. Look what I accomplished. So I'm talking that's not the type. So we have to look at the Gemara a little bit differently. The type lechayre of what he said is avali wasn't doing letzarech atzma, but every single how does it work what you're doing for. The Gemara is not telling you in the beginning he did this and then he came to a higher madrega where he came to understand that it's for all of Klal Yisrael and he did it for all of Klal Yisrael. He initially wouldn't have done it for selfish reasons for himself either. Every Yid has a chelik in Torah. Right? Every Yid has his chelik in Torah. Amol, when they're Nevi'im, or Matis Yosef, when they're Nevi'im, you could ask the Navi, what's your chelik in Torah? Which I found very interesting. Like, okay. But we don't have nevuah. We certainly don't know what a chelik in Torah is. So you have to harav on all fronts, and you know, and find your way. But every yid has a chelik in Torah. Every yid has a nefesh that's kahatzu b'tachas kisei hakavod. And every what does it mean? Every yid has a chelik in Torah. The whole bria was istakol b'raisu bar alma. The whole bria is created through and sustained by Torah. That's every yid has his chelik in Torah. But that's what Rav Sheishas was doing. Chadoi nafshoi. He didn't say, "Look how great I am." What did he say? Chadoi nafshoi. I have a nefesh which is chosur b'tanski. My nefesh that I meant to be malo. The nefesh is the combination of the ruchnis, the neshama, and the guf. I'm elevating myself. I'm being mekayim and being mitayer, being makadish. The nefesh that the Eibishter gave me. It's of benefit to my nefesh that I'm elevating it with the Torah that I chazed, with the Torah that becomes part of me. If I'm a different mensch, I'm elevating it. That's chadoi nafshoi dafka. What was the kasha of the Gemara? The implication would be that what you did is only, that's your chelik. That is your chelik. That's what you're here for. And you're being with Kayim, you're tachlis, right? That's what, it's not, yeah, great, look what I did. Right? I'm with Kayim, my tachlis, what I'm here. So the Gemara says, but the tachlis is more than that. The tachlis isn't just your level. The tachlis is a greater tachlis. The tachlis is the world can only exist with Torah. Tell that to the Israelis. The world can only exist with Torah. That's the Yisrael of the Kiyum of the Veld. So what the Gemara answered? You're right. You're bad. You're right. You're making the world exist. But what was Rav his emphasis on Chadoi Nafshoi? The first, how do you do that? You don't say, I'm going to fix Klal Yisrael. I'm going to run around and fix Klal Yisrael. You don't, they say about the Chafetz Chaim, the Chafetz Chaim says early on in his life, he wanted to be Mashpia in Klal Yisrael. Right? He wanted to be Mashpia in Klal Yisrael. So he went and he put Setlach up in a shtetl that in kach v'kach time, in kach v'kach v'smedrish, I'm going to speak, we have a kenes esayris, right? So he came to speak, nobody showed up. He got whatever, he tried, lo alach, and then he realized, that's not the way for me to be mashpia in Klal Yisrael. The way for me to be mashpia in Klal Yisrael is to work on myself. Through my working on myself, that will be mashpia in Klal Yisrael. That's the message of this. That's this thing with Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes Chadoi Nafshoi with the Gemara says, but there's a bigger thing. What do you mean? It's not just Chadoi Nafshoi. So what does the Gemara answer when the Gemara answers? Me'ikara ki ovid inishadaita the Nafshei ka'ovid. The way to do it, how do you approach it? When you start to do it, you're doing it for Chadoi Nafshoi. Avada, your Chadoi Nafshoi, your Nefesh, is a part of Klalius Knesset Yisrael. It's a part of the Klal Yisrael, which is Chotzu Tachas Kisei HaKovet, the combination where it's all one. So every part, every person with his individual Nisyonis, with his individual Koiches, is coming and being Mashlim himself. Not because, gee, look what I did. Being Mashlim, his Nefesh, his Matara, his Eyes of Torah, and through being Mashlim, his Eyes of Torah. That is being mashlim Klal Yisrael's type. Okay. So that's just a general idea of a person's Torah. How Rav Sheshes approached Torah. Chadoi Nafshoi. Now there's a very, to talk about what Shavuos is, there's a very interesting Sefer Arukeach. Sefer Arukeach in Parshas Pinchas, Bamidbar Chovov. He says Ben Shara Dvarim like that. If you look in the Parsha of Pinchas, when it speaks about Sukkot, the word Chag is mentioned. When it speaks about Pesach, the word Chag is mentioned. When it speaks about Shavuos, it doesn't say the word Chag. Now he had a different Girsa in Tefillah also, we'll see. So very, very interesting. V'chol ha-moyadim, Zokta Rekeya, Nemar Chag, says a chag, chutz mibiyoy mabikur, except for Shavuos. Why? The fish of the sukkah is, this is, the sukkah and the Pesach part is what we do, the Shavuos part that says is not what we have. The fish of the sukkah, oimrim, what do we say in the avening? Zman simchosein. So zman simchosein. Uvechag amatzis oimer, zman cheirusein. Right? Avol the Shavuos, Afal Pishit Kosuf, but even though it says Simcha, but it doesn't say Chag. And what do we say in Davening and Shavuos? What did he say in Davening and Shavuos? We say Zman Matut, I say. Afal Bishavuos, Afal Pishit Kosuf, but Simcha. Eina Oimer Ella Zman Tayrosei. It doesn't say Zman Matan Tayrosei. Zman Tayrosei. It's the time of our Torah. What does that mean? And he explains what it means. Here's where it gets a little bit serious business. There's Uzman Teresein, Shepoi Don. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was done. Now we know that Shavuos is the Nidus Amilonis, right? So Avada in Pashup Shat Ilonis means Peres Eilon. True. But this, he says it, and then I'll show you Shlom. Avol Zman Teresein, Shepoi Don al HaIlonis. What does that mean? Ki B'Teres Hashem Cheftzoi Perk Aleph Tillim. So what lefisha? What does that mean? What does that mean? Lefisha boitan al peiros ha'ilun v'toyra nikras etz chaim. It's Torah. The Olam's done on chutz the pashat of pshat. The pashat of pshat, the physical world, you find a lot. There's ruchniyisniki yisaidas, which are the real yisaid of the world, but in the physical world, which is only what's near Leinayim, it reflects an underlying yisod of ruchniyis, which is really the basis of it all. But the basis of the whole thing is there's an ilon, his approach is the eight shosul is an eighth of Torah, the eighth chayim is Torah, and the peirus are your nidan al ha-Torah. She nidainim boi al ha-Torah. Your nidan al ha-Torah. So Shavuos is a Yom HaDin of Torah. Shavuos is a Yom HaDin of Torah. And he's medayik that from the fact that that's why it's not called Chag. It's a Yom HaDin. Rosh Hashanah is also not called Chag. It's a Yom HaDin. Yom HaDin is not called Chag. It's a Yom HaDin of Torah. So if it would have said Zman, Matan Torah, say no, which is what we have, so then there's the element of Shavuos that it's the Simcha of the Yom is a Yom which is of Matan, and that's the significance of it. And we're celebrating this Chiyah, that we have that Zman, Matan Torah, Seinu, so then it would be a Chag. But it's not, there's nothing intrinsic to the Yom. It's the day when there's a Mishpat. Why is there a Mishpat that day? Because that's the day the Eibishter gave Torah, and now he's saying, is Klal Yisrael worthy of Torah? Meaning, the Kiyum of the Velt is Torah, is Klal Yisrael worthy of Torah? If they're not, well, yeah. If not, then it's no good. Right? It's a Yom HaDin of Torah. Now, even if you hold that there's the Simcha of Yom Tov, and it is a Yom Tov also, and argues that there is this element involved in it also. But it's a matter to give the pach of what he says. That's how he's medayik it. In other words, Pesach is the Zman in which we rezeich et Echeirus. That's the Yom Tov of Pesach. The Yom Tov of Sukkot is the Zman in which we rezeich et Kibbutz Sukkot HaShavt. Shavuos happens to be when the Torah was given, but the Yom Tov is not the Zman Matan Torah Seinu. It's Zman Torah Seinu. It's the time when the Eibishter is done us on Torah. That's a Yom HaDin. Now that it's a Yom HaDin is Muchach really, as Chazal say already, that we lay in the Teichacha before the Teichacha in Parshas Kisava is generally somewhat nearer to Rosh Hashanah. Right, so they say you lay the tefillah that the Brit Hashanah of Yilas the Teichacha is meant to have a shefa. We should learn from the Teichacha, be the sorry from the Teichacha before Rosh Hashanah, right? So, and so we and the Teichacha of Chukai say is samach v'nir all the time to Shavuos. So the Gemara asks Mishlem there and say Yom HaDin. Well, here's also what about Shavuos? Why is it before? The Gemara says Shavuos also Yom HaDin. Right, so Pashtus, you say, yeah, it's a Yom HaDin on Peiros, right? But here it's much more, it's a Yom HaDin on the person's existence, right? Just like Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin, is the person worthy in this world of fulfilling his role, or has he blown it already and time for him to go, right? Or not. So here also, it's a Din on the Mensch of Torah. We'll see that it's more than a din on the bench, but it's at the very least that. That's what we learn from the Rekeach. The Shlach Kodesh writes a similar thing. He brings it B'Shem Sefer Telas Yankiv. He says like this, Vida. He says it even sharper, but in a different nusach a little bit, but the idea is the same. Vida. Ki k'moi b'Rosh Hashanah Rotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lashgiach V'lidresh Maise B'nei Odom. Just like in Rosh Hashanah, the Eibishter wanted to be done to check and judge the Maisei Bnei Adam, Ki Hu Yom HaBriya HaRishayna, because it's a cyclical thing that comes, and it's the Yom HaBriya, and it's the Chiddush HaOlam. Again, a Yom HaBriya is the person worthy of being there now, reevaluate. U'Kmai Shetiknu Loim, Reza Yom Tchilas Masecha, Kedivir Eliyazah Shomer, B'Tishrei Divrei Olam. Kain rotza b'yoyim matan Torah. Kain rotza b'yoyim matan Torah. Shehu moire al chidush ha'olam. Yoyim matan Torah is a chidush ha'olam. The world, after matan Torah, is a different world than the world before Matan Torah. The world after Matan Torah was given that it's subject to Torah. The whole kiyum of the world is now contingent totally upon Torah, which wasn't beforehand because there was no Torah. There was no Matan Torah yet. It's a bri. It's under oilam. It's chidusha oilam lashgiach. And so what's this chiddush oil? And it's also physically a chiddush oil. The new fruits are coming. That's the Paris part of the corresponding. Lidrash al ma'isa oilam v'ladunoy ala Paris ha'ilon. Kedisa per kamed the Rosh Hashanah by Baal Prokim ha'ilon. Nidin batzeres al Paris ha'ilon. Ukvar biyarnu. Shlo brings. Ki ha'Paris ha'heim heim ha'neshomois ha'porchais me'ilonoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the Paris? The Paris are the neshomas. Where's your neshama holding? And what's the din Torah? Anshuas? V'olam nidain b'yoyim zeh. Powerful words. V'adam nidain b'yoyim zeh al ha-Torah shenitna boy shebitlu atzma mimena. It's a yoyim ha-din on bitl Torah. Shuas is a yoyim ha-din on bitl Torah. V'hu amram al peres ha-ilam. That what the Tvilahi Shliman Betairo Mitzvahs Karoy. The Paris Ailam, the Neshama that you got, that the Abish that gave you the Neshama, you're supposed to fill it up with Torah and Mitzvahs. And you were Mavatal, you didn't do the maximum to fill it up the way you were meant to fill it up. Shavuos is a Din Torah. Is a Din Torah on Bittul Torah. Okay, so exactly what's the Elon, what's the Neshamas here? It's the Elon of Neshamas there, it's Torah. Whatever it may be, but it's a Yom HaDin on Torah, it's a Yom HaDin on Bittul Torah. Or a Yom HaDin, you are here to be Mekayim developed with Torah. Now it's a very interesting deal in the Lashon of this Tehillas Yaakov that he brings. Of course, it has to do with the first Chazal that we brought, I think. And Rosh Hashanah, when he's talking about, he says, what is Lidroish Maisa B'nei Adam? And Shmuas kein rotsa b'yoyim matan Torah lashgiach v'lidrash al ma'iseh ha'oilam. Change the lashon. When he's talking about Rosh Hashanah, he said rotsa lidrash al ma'iseh ha'odom. When he talks about Shmuas, he said rotsa lidrash al ma'iseh ha'oilam. What's the difference? The difference is the first chazal. It's the first member of Rosh Hashanah. When you're being done on Rosh Hashanah, this person's there's a din on the mensch. You did X Averis, X this. What's the balance sheet? Okay, Machlaik Zvishayna, what the din of Rosh Hashanah is about. What exactly the din is, or Amban, whatever. But you're being done the individual. And then Al Medina is Boye Omer, we say in davening, groups of people, but it's not the kiyum of the Welt. We're being done on people. Right. Torah is the inside of the world. The world stands on Torah. The when the Eibishter is being done, what's the matzav of Bittul Torah? How do you measure it? You look at each person, what did they do, right? But overall, what the concern is not on the individual basis, how much did you do, right? The major concern of the whole thing is, Imloi brisi yoimam v'layla, chukai shomayim v'aretz leizmati, the kiyum of the Welt is there. So the nidin of Torah, of Bittul Torah, is what's the situation of the world, not what's the situation of people. Does the world worthy of still existing? Or has the Bittul Torah gone so far that the whole reason for existence has, Rahman al-Islam, been taken away from it? That's the Dibduk HaLosh of the Olam. That's the oilam nidin, lidresh al maiseh ha oilam. And Rosh Hashanah is lidresh al maiseh ha odom. And on Shavuos is lidresh al maiseh ha oilam. The key of the world is Torah. Now that, by the way, alone, that tells us a Meiridik thing. That tells us a Meiridik thing. So that means, in a time like now, what's our obligation in terms of chizuk and Torah? Right, if you're being done in the world, or even amongst Eden, in Eretz Yisrael, let's say, about Bittul Torah, about thing where the non-Bnei HaYeshiva at least a rove of them are doing everything possible to be roimeis, to destroy every zecher of Torah, every zecher of limud haTorah, to do anything they can to prevent limud haTorah. So yeah, their din is nothing to be mekame, right? But if we're talking in terms of the kiyum of the Welt, we would like for the world to continue to exist, right? So the more there's a rifyon, the more there's an anti in everybody else, the more it's incumbent, there has to be this chizuk and limud haTorah. So where's the, if it ain't going to come from them, where's this limud haTorah going to come from? Where's this non-bittul Torah utilizing the neshama every minute, every second of what you're here, using this neshama for what tachlis was? That's all incumbent upon the Eilam HaTorah. The greater their remisa, their destroying of everything is, you know, it's easy to say, yeah, look what they did. But that, just our obligation for the kingdom of the Vilna, our obligation of chizuk HaTorah and limud haTorah becomes that much greater. Now, what's interesting, according to the Rekeach, and that the Rekeach Petzim mentioned it, the Rekeach in passing said, Afal Gav, even though it says Simcha, but it's not a Chag, and it's not a Zman, it's Zman Teresenu, not Zman Matan Teresenu, it's not a Yoyim. Okay, but it does say Simcha. Right? And more than that, in the Sugya in Psachim, in the aforementioned Sugya in Psachim, it says like this, the Machlekish Tanoim, the Blazer, Meshua, what's the din? How do you observe a yontif, right? One can be kula l'ashem, kula l'chem, the other one says chetzi l'ashem, chetzi l'chem. And the Gemara says, kula alma moidu ba'atzeres, everybody's moida and shvuas, debi'in and ami l'chem. The yom shenitnu b'teiru, which alpanov, okay, it sounds a little interesting, right? But what does that mean? You need l'chem, you need simchas yontif. You can't just dedicate a talmud to ruchnis. If there were a day which I would have thought that you should dedicate talmud to ruchnis, it would be matan teir. But spend all day engrossed in Torah. But it says no. And why? And pum fakert. Why does there have to be a chetzi lachem? Because it's yom shenit nevater. What does that mean? Right? So if you're going to say it's a great day and great things were done and it's zman matan teresenu and the simcha, it's fine. But according to the Rekeach, how are we going to understand it? It's not a zman matan teresenu, it's a zman of the Torah. How are you going to understand simcha zu mahi oisa, according to the Rekeach? So the Taich is Be'etzim in Rashi there. Rashi says, why do we need Lachem? So Rashi doesn't say Simchas Yontif. Rashi says, Laharois Shenoyach Umekubel Yoim Zeh LeYisrael Shenitna B'Torah. Shenoyach Umekubel Yoim Zeh LeYisrael. That means like this. If you get something, right, an oil of Torah, right, it's called an oil Torah, right? But you're meant to be, it's like the Shmaka oil, it's oil, it's oil and Torah. How do you demonstrate that you're machshavet? How do you demonstrate that it's valuable, how much it means to you, and how nicha you are? How does a physical person, what's the outlet of a physical person to demonstrate how nicha to him something that the Torah that he got is? How do you demonstrate that? Make a simcha, right? You make a simcha. In the physical world, the way when you make a simcha, right? If it would be a burden, if you would feel it's a burden and it's just something that's going to weigh heavily on you, and you'll always say, "Oh gosh, I have to do this, I have to do that," you're not going to make a sudah to celebrate, right? The sudah demonstrates the shleimus with which you are mekabelit. That how you are shalom with it, right? You are shalom with the thing ad kedei that it's for you a simcha. That's what the point of the sutta. That's bidiuk the lashon of Rashi. Laharois shenoyach umekubel yamzeli Yisrael shenitna b'teira. So it's not bidin simchas yontif. It's to show the shleimus of Klal Yisrael with the kabbal of this avdus. The chidush Rabbeinu David there in Psachim adds. It's k'day liros es atzmi to show shu sameach b'matan Torah v'rina olav, and it's happiness and a cause of rina for him. The oil al tzavoroi. It's interesting lashon. Oil al tzavoroi. What's it? I forgot from who they say. What's oil al tzavoroi mean? Right? If it's an oil, it's an oil. You say, yo, oil. what does a lady wear on tzavar? Jewelry, right? You wear a necklace, right? What are you showing the oil of Torah? It's an oil al tzavar. You take it. It's something that you're proud of. It's something that's valuable to you, right? Like you wear a diamond necklace. You're not going to wear something that say, I'm a slave. I'm a downtrodden slave, and this is one big pain. You're not going to walk around with this reminder of the big pain around your neck, right? It's an oil of Torah, but it's an oil al tzavorah. It's an oil, that's what you're here for. That's you, and that should be a makar to give you a feeling of shleimus and fakir. And you demonstrate your simcha. The lochem that you need is dafka to demonstrate your simcha. I'll just add an oimik to that. That the simcha, it ties in be'etzim with the yom hadin. It ties in be'etzim with the yom hadin. I was just oimik on that very recently from the lashon of the shalah beforehand. The second paragraph there in this place was this, and this was talking about that it's a Yom HaDin, and he brought from the Talas Yaakov. The first paragraph, he started out like this, the paragraph which immediately precedes what we said before. Chayev Adam Lismayach Bezeach Ad B'yais. Person is mechuyev to be exceptionally sameach on Shavuos. Why? Ki hu yoim, it's the day, shezachinu bo lekeser Torah. It's the day in which we were zeichet to keser Torah. Ubipsachim, that's not only Yeshiva, by the way. Ubipsachim, Perchel Utvarim, Hakoil Moidin, Batseris, the Bina Nami Lochem. And it brings, he quotes the rest of the Gemara there. Marbre de Ravina used to sit all the time and constantly fast. Yosef Kulashaita Betanisa, he fasted. Bar Me'atzarta, except for Shvuas, and Yom Adipuri, and Pur. Agos, Kimu V'Kiblu has the same element of Kabbalah Satayra in it, but that's not for now. Rabbi Yosef, B'yayimah Datzarta, Rabbi Yosef, B'yayimah Datzarta, Avid Le'igla Tilsa, he made a festa steak, he made a festa thing. What are you celebrating so much? Omar Ilav Hahu Yayimah Kama Yosef Ikebishuka. What defines me is Torah, otherwise I'm nothing. I'm just like any other person in the show. Right, so Torah defines who you are, and that okay. So here Lechayra the Shlo told us that you have to be very sameach because Kasser Torah v'cholay. Mikol Mokay, now it's about the point. Gilu Bira Ada. His simcha should be accompanied with a pachan. And here he tells an interesting thing. Gilu Bira Ada Ksiv v'hasimcha asher sameach. The simcha with your sameach tia simcha ruchnis. You're sitting eating is igla tilsa, right? But the etzem simcha is a simcha ruchnis. It's a simcha of Torah. V'hoidois v'halal Hashem Yisbarach, and it's all to be an expression, even the suda, to be an expression to the Eibushter, shenosa lono satayra. And what's the point of it? That al yedei that, mis'oirer me'oid b'liboy lehiskadesh ulesaken myself. And then he goes on to bring the Talas Yaakov of the Yom HaDin. So he gives us a very interesting idea of Simcha Mefrat here, and I think it's overall in all of the Hashkafas HaTorah, of the whole idea of Kavod. What's the point of the Simcha? The Simcha, a person, the Chinuch says, Kseder Adam Nifal Kefi Pulaisav. The pa'ulais that a person does, physical acts, are mashpia on the pnimius of the person. If you show, you're supposed to be happy because of the keser Torah v'chule. So you show that, right? So, okay, that's a simcha and it's all right. Okay, that's good. But what's the point of the simcha, or a nekuda, a major nekuda of it? Al-yaday the fact that you make this elaborate suda to show how happy you are about the Torah, right? What does that show? You're doing an act demonstrating how chashuv the Torah is to you. After those pa'ulas of demonstrating how chashuv the Torah is to you, nimshachas alvavos, that taka makes you understand the chashuv more, right? It puts in you more a feeling of the chashivas of Torah. The greater you get a feeling of the chashivas of Torah, the greater you will understand that it's so you have to constantly guard it, constantly be involved in it, and then oy the Bittul Torah, and you're misakin the Bittul Torah. The more you're machshed, the simcha is the kovet atayr. The kovet atayr is not mensch kovet atayr to give the kovet of the kovet. The kovet is through the kovet that you're mechaved and through the simcha that you make, you demonstrate, you show be'etzim to yourself how choshev Torah is. If how choshev Torah is, you become more concerned about Bittul Torah, and that brings you, that prompts you to be misakein on this Yom HaDin of Bittul Torah. It prompts you to be misakein the Aveir of Bittul Torah, because Torah is my life. How could I won't stop breathing, so I can't stop learning. That's what comes out of this. That's what he says. Misoirer through the Simcha, misoirer ma'oid beliboy. It makes him be more misoirer. Liskadish ulisakin ma'isam. V'liyos muhter v'keser Torah l'kayim v'gisba yamav alaylu ki ayoyim kadosh ha'adah is yoyim adedina. And then he explains the yoyim adedina of the Torah. And the Simcha will bring you to realize the shinus of Torah. And to... That's what this whole Simcha is. Now this... The last nekuda that I would bring over here is the following. Pasuk in Mishlei, not directly related, but it is related in general to everything. Oh, and by the way, any kovet is like that. Your mechaber is the Shabbos, right? Kovet Shabbos. Right? The Shabbos needs your kovet. The Eibushter needs your kovet. The Shabbos don't need all that. The more your mechaber Shabbos, the more you impress upon yourself, you cause yourself to have the hargosha of the chashivas of Shabbos. The more you have the chashivas of Shabbos, the more you delve into Shabbos. You're mischaber to the Rebbeinu Shalom through Shabbos. You're connected to the schools of Shabbos. Kovet HaTorah, same thing. Kovet impress the kovet of Torah. All the kovet, all the simchas, everything else is meant to show you the chashivas of the thing which you are being mechaber, and that impresses upon you with Achrei Pulas Nimshachus Alvavus, impresses upon you the chshivas of it and causes you to act accordingly. That's the general. Now, the Pasuk in Mishlei says as follows, an interesting Pasuk, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Chavdalim. Oyra Chaim Lamala Lamaskil. The Oyra Chaim, the proper way to go is Lamala for the person who utilizes Seichel. In order, Laman Sur Misha'il Mata. In order to prevent himself from being Yair in the Shoyal. Right, so it seems from this pasuk that there's no middle ground, right? It's Erechzvam. Itiri Lamala. You have to be Lamala, right? Because otherwise you're in Shoyal. What about the middle ground? What about, there's no Nishtahir or Nishtahir. It's either there or here. So the Goyin was bothered by that. And the Goyin in Mishlei writes the following. Ha'adam nikra ha'ilech. A mensch is called a ha'ilech, unlike Malachim. Shetzarech leilech tomid, a person constantly leilech tomid midarga ledarga, has to be going from one madrega to the next. Vim loyale lemala, and if a person, you're always going. The question is where. If you're not going lemala, yered mata mata chas v'shal, you'll be going lemata. Ki bilti efsher sheyamoid bedarga achas, a person is a. The gavra of the person is a heftza of a ha'ilech. Use those words. Right? His own mahus is that he's a ha'ilech. You're always a ha'ilech. The question is where? Right? Adam nikra ha'ilech. The person is a heftza of a ha'ilech. Shetzarech leilech tam. And what, where is the halicha meant to be? Which direction? Shetzarech leilech tam with midarga ledar. Vim lo yala lemala, yered mata mata. Kibilti efshem. It's impossible. That's what the pasuk says. That's of zeu oirachayim lemala lemaskil. Why? That the halicha should be in the up direction, because there's no stagnant, there's no stat, there's no staying here. Kedesh lo yata lemata lored shayla. Those are the two possibilities. Those are the two possibilities. Machmas, the fact that he's in the upward direction, he'll prevent himself from going to Shoyal. Versus Ha'ilech. A person has a choice. In every matzah in life, in the Kabbalah, Satayr, Shavuos, either you're mischazak in Torah, or And if you're not mischazik in Torah, it's a rifyon in Torah. It's a very important idea, right? It's not, okay, I wasn't mischazik, but I didn't become shvacher either. So, you know, I tread water. I stayed on the same. Ain't no such thing. Either you're going up or you're going down. You have an opportunity. It's a yom adin on bittul Torah. First, appreciate what Torah is and what the keser Torah, what the Eibishter gave us. The Eibishter was, it's the words of the Eibishter himself, the Torah. What can be higher kedusha? What can be chasher within that? And the Eibishter gave us Yisrael v'ayraisa v'kutshebichu chadu, the possibility to be mischaber to the Rebbeinu Shalom through Torah. Nothing can be loftier than that. Impress. That's the simcha of Shavuos. And the simcha of Shavuos should impress the chshivas of Torah, how valuable Torah is to you. How valuable yikarahim ipninim. Yikarahim ipninim. It's the most valuable thing in the world. And that should prompt us to treat it accordingly. That bittul Torah should be very... understand the severity of bittul Torah, and if you're not mischazik in Torah, then it's a rifyon in Torah. That's the Gaon Chaim Lamala Laman. You shouldn't go to Sheol. So let's use this opportunity of Kabbalas HaTorah to takabinis alad this Yom Hadin of bittul Torah, to be impressed with be'etzem what the simcha of Torah is, the godless of the Torah that we have, and to use it to grow with the emes of Kabbalas HaTorah. Every person should be zeichet to bring out his chalik and Torah, and thereby mashlim the full key of the world, that the whole Torah of Kol Yisrael is Israel as a whole.